Hi there. Oh, I just figured I'd start things off since it looks like you've been sitting here debating whether or not to offer to buy me a drink for about half an hour now. Was I wrong? No? See, I thought so. So, how about that drink? Yeah. Whiskey sour rye. What? Were you expecting something a little more fruity? Well, I'm not that type of girl. So now that I have my drink, what was your next move gonna be? Oh, cat got your tongue? Or did you just not think that far ahead? Quite the conversationalist, aren't we? That's okay. I don't come to bars dressed like this looking for small talk. Besides, I know exactly how the conversation will play out. You ask my name, make some cheesy comment or pun about how you like, even though it has nothing to do with why you were talking to me in the first place, right? I mean, to be honest, were you looking across the bar thinking, man, I bet she has a beautiful name? Come on. You were probably thinking, fuck, she's got a nice ass, or great tits, or whatever it was that caught your eye about me. I know what you see, and I'm not ashamed. You shouldn't be either. If you've got it, flaunt it, right? So, which is it? Legs, huh? All right then, tell me, stud. What about my legs? You were wondering how they would feel wrapped around your head? Huh. Now we're getting somewhere. Tell me more. I bet you would. Yeah? Well, how about I give you the chance to prove it? See if you're as bold as your words are. I mean, you do seem like you might be the adventurous type, but how adventurous? Because honestly, tonight I was looking for a little adventure. Or maybe not so little. All right, no more touching. I promise. For now. So you're gonna make this night a little bit more interesting. Because tonight, I didn't come looking for romance. No flowers, no breakfast in bed, no kiss goodnight. I'm looking for one thing. A good fucking time. No names, no strings, just one night of fun. One hot night. Are you someone who can help me with that? Someone who's willing to be my entertainment for the evening? Someone who's gonna fuck me like they're never gonna see me again? Because that's the type of night I've got planned. So, here's what's gonna happen. I'm going to go to the ladies' room and I'm gonna start counting. And if I get to 30, I'm going to touch up my lipstick, come back out, and you're gonna buy me a double before we part ways for the night. Because as much fun as you are to look at, I was planning on a bit more than looking tonight, so. Adventurous indeed. That didn't take long. Well, are you just gonna stare at me? That's a good start. Wait, in here. Come on. Yeah, kiss my neck. So what was it you were saying about having my legs wrapped around your head? Oh, getting down on your knees already. I like that in a man. You trying to tease me? Kissing your way up my thigh like that? Oh, looks like you aren't all talk after all. You like how I taste? Fuck, right there. Keep going. Now I know what you've been hiding. No. No. Now I get to tease you. I think you'll find out I'm good at a few things too. She might have heard us. Which means we probably have about 10 minutes before the bouncer comes in to kick us out. So, you now have 5 minutes. Think you can make them count? Then do it. Come on. Pull up this dress and fuck me right here. Feel you inside me, do it. Fuck. Fuck you. Don't you dare fucking stop. Shit. That was quite adventurous. Yeah. I like to kiss a lot after sex. Is that a problem? Well then, it's too bad you're stuck with me, isn't it? Let's get out of here and go home before we actually get kicked out. Because I like this place. We had our first date here. I love you too. Now go. I'll meet you at the car. I don't want them to see us leaving at the same time. Oh, don't worry. Tonight is far from over.